Welcome to the We Like to Say We're Experts podcast, where we go over noteworthy news, pop culture, and everything in between. And now, your hosts, Evan and Nicole.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the wizarding world of We Like to Say We're Experts.
I'm Nicole.
And I'm Evan, supposedly. This week, we have a super fun topic that I think some of you might have seen.
So, if you didn't see our social media announcements, first of all, why are you not following us on Instagram and Facebook? Shame on you.
Please like and subscribe.
Second of all, so over the next 7 or 8 weeks, we are going to be reviewing each Harry Potter movie. And the following week, you know, watching it 1 week, the next week recording about it. So last weekend we watched Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. And now we're going to kind of recap, review, chat about it a little bit. But first, as always, Evan, why don't you tell our viewers, who might be new, what we start our show off with?
Every single week, we begin with a bunch of fun news stories about any random happenings that might be going on. You know, the pop culture, as the kids say these days, or
funny news stories.
You know, just funny, goofy things. Like, I think one of them, well, maybe this isn't really funny, but wasn't there one we did about an airplane slide that fell out of a plane?
Oh, and landed, yeah, that was in Massachusetts.
Yeah, that was like a town over.
We have a Massachusetts story today, but that is not the story we are starting off with.
That's a secret surprise I didn't know about, but what's going to kick us off today?
So the story that we are kicking off today with is, so back when we first started a show, like a little over a year ago, it was announced that the Cuphead video game, that's that animated style, they're copying that into a Cuphead TV show on Netflix. It was just announced. And this week they actually released on their Twitter page like a sneak peek of kind of the animation, some of the voice actors, some of the producers. In the show notes for this episode, I'm going to link that news story down below, along with any news stories that we reference, so you can watch this clip. But Evan and I watched it yesterday, and I personally never played the game, but I'm excited for this.
Oh my
and
god.
And I know you play the game.
I think you watched me play the game and get really frustrated.
I did.
And then I quit on King Dice for like forever before coming back to it and finishing
it.
Yeah, I beat the devil. But, no, I am super excited for this. The animation looks so good. It looks like a nice, I don't know how to put this other than it is like the perfect TV representation of how the game looks. And the game is beautiful. Like, everything. I don't know if everyone out there has played or knows about Cuphead. But Cuphead is like a side-scrolling shoot-em-up, basically. And everything is hand-drawn. Every single animation. I saw a video and it was the first boss is, or one of the first bosses. They had to draw him, I think it was like 65 times or something like that to get all of his animations down. You know, just the slight movements and the different attacks. And then they just splice it all together. And it looks so good. Like, the game is really good. I liked playing it. It's frustrating, but it rewards you for like trial and error and paying attention.
Yeah.
And it just looks beautiful, and the show looks beautiful, and the voice actor for Cuphead sounds how I can imagine Cuphead sounding.
Yeah, the voice actors are really good, and the animation is very, like, nostalgic. You feel like you're watching, like, a TV show that would come out, like, the 50s, 60s, but colorized.
Yeah, or even, like, a 30s, like a Betty Boop or
something. That's actually a really good comparison. So, I will link the trailer down below in our show notes, but I would definitely check it out. Even if you haven't played the game, like I haven't, but I'll still check this out because I love a good animated show.
Just looks fun.
Yeah, like I'm excited for it.
And like the world of Cuphead is, well, I guess I'm hesitant to say fun. But yeah, Cuphead and Mugman, and the bad guys are mainly the devil, who's bad as bad, Obvs, and King Dice, who's the hardest boss in the game. Don't at me, because I got stuck in him for like a month. Dr. Robot Guy was also terrible. But moving on, before I relive all of Cuphead in my head.
We do have a second news story today. And this one, when I saw this, I really thought it was a joke. But it's not. It's really happening. So I have to kind of start with a little backstory on this before I just say what the story is. So Columbus, Ohio, I think they are going to be removing the Christopher Columbus statue outside of the City Hall because in 2020, if you don't understand that Christopher Columbus is not actually a good person, that's not my job to educate you guys. Do your own research.
Don't at us.
Yeah, he's just, He didn't discover America. America already had people living here.
He was a jerk, and he didn't discover America. Yeah. 0-for-2.
So, I think they're going to be removing the Christopher Columbus statue, or there's discussions about it. So, when that started happening, a petition started that Columbus should be renamed to Flavortown. What was that noise?
I try to contain myself before I scream. Did you know about this? I heard about this. Yeah, I want to sign that petition.
And Flavortown is what pays homage to Columbus native Guy Fieri from, what's that show he's on?
Diners, Drive-Ins. No, sorry. It's Diners. Yeah, no, I was right. Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Yeah, which is on Food Network. So, I'm just going to read a little quote. It's from the person who started the petition. It said, "Why not rename the city Flavortown? The new name is twofold. For one, it honors Central Ohio's proud heritage as a culinary crossroads and one of the nation's largest test markets for the food industry. Secondly, celebrity Guy Fieri was born in Columbus, so naming the city in honor of him, he's really such a good dude, would be superior to its current nomenclature." Apparently this has a lot of signatures. It's on change.org. Right now it has, so I think when I looked at this, it only had like 50 something, but right now it has over 117,000 signatures.
That's a fair amount.
Yeah. They're trying to get it to 150.
I believe Guy Fieri is like a genuinely good person.
I can't think of a scandal. Now, of course, now the scandal's going to happen, but you know what I mean? Like, I can't think of anything scandalous that he's done.
Yeah, no, he gives a lot too.
Yeah. On a side note, but a related to the story, Bud Light, which, don't at me if you drink Bud Light, but it's disgusting. Sorry, Bud Light, we're not getting your sponsorship. But they joined in and they said if the city changes its name, that the company will give free drinks. Didn't say how many, but free drinks to the residents of New Flavortown, Ohio.
That is the best marketing ploy I think I've ever heard of.
So if you live there and you really like Bud Light, sign this signature.
There's got to be some dude working at Budweiser that's like, this is hilarious. I want this to happen. How can I help? And yeah. He's just like, free beer if help.
Yeah. I don't think this would actually happen. Like, I don't see it actually being changed to Flavortown. But I love the idea of it. Like, I support it. I'm going to sign the petition. I don't think it's actually going to happen.
I feel like on some levels we're already living in a meme, so I embrace it, and I believe it will happen.
I believe, too. We like, need to win.
Nope. you need to will it into existence.
All right, I'll put it on my, what do people do when they make the boards where they, like, they manifest stuff? There's like it's like you make a poster of all the things you want.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
There's a thing, and I forget what it's called, but, like, you get a poster board, and you put, like, pictures of, like, maybe I want a house, I want a car, and, like, you hang it up so every day you can, like, manifest that it happens. There's a word for it, and I can't think of it. If any of our listeners can think of it, please let me know. I will probably look it up after the show because I will forget.
For that, you can add us so we don't forget.
Yeah, I don't remember. There is a word for it, and people do it. Like, it just, it helps you think of it daily, like, your goals. So one of our goals, apparently, is
Flavortown, sorry.
I don't know if Guy Fieri, like, has responded to this.
You gotta just be chuckling, and it's like,
it's just so way better. Christopher Columbus can rot in hell forever. So, Guy Fieri.
Guy better. Fieri's
Where's the Guy
great.
Fieri statue? At least get a Guy Fieri statue where the Christopher
really
Columbus
funny.
Statue is.
I want him just throwing back, like, a bottle of donkey sauce.
Grilling, maybe?
Yeah.
In front of him? Yeah, that'd be pretty funny. So our last news story for today, as I teased earlier, has to do with Massachusetts, which is the state that we live in. So, a couple of weeks ago, a man from Massachusetts finally paid off, ready for this, a 42-year-old parking ticket he got when he was in Maine from 1978.
I don't even know where to begin.
Yeah. So, this man's name is Gary Yergonsky. I hope I'm not butchering that.
We are doxing him,
though. He's in all these news articles.
Big news is also doxing Gary.
He spoke to the news. I don't think that's doxing if he willingly.
What?
Okay. So he was living in Newton, Massachusetts at the time. He drove to Maine just for, like, casually. He got the ticket for parking his car in the wrong lot, and he found a ticket. It was $3 back then.
Oh, no.
It doesn't say in the article if it ended up being more, like, if it ended up going up, but I guess he wrote an apology letter to the police department, and he ended up, like, paying it. I guess the records didn't go back that far in their system, so they kind of had to, like, figure it out, but he wanted to get it off his conscience and pay it.
Good for him.
Just $3.
Good guy Gary. I'm sure it was more than $3. Or they...
I mean, in the 70s.
If it's not... Well, I mean...
Now
I would presume there's interest, but yeah, also I would hazard a guess that if they don't even have it in their system and had no idea they were missing it, that they're probably like, sure, whatever.
Like, I'm like, if he hasn't paid it by now and it was like $3, it can't be on his record.
When is he going back to Maine? Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's like that, but I think like, I don't know. He wanted to get his record clean, I guess.
You know, there are people out there that, you know,
good old Gary.
You want the... what is that? You want the scales to be equal, you know?
The scales of justice?
Exactly.
I gotcha.
I don't know. Well, I don't know if this is necessarily justice, but...
Yeah. That's okay.
It's like...
I know what you mean.
Scales of his conscience.
Yeah.
Is that a thing? Maybe. Is now.
We're making it a thing.
Yeah.
Well, those are the only news stories that we have for today.
That last one was so nice, I had no commentary.
I just wanted to share it. I just thought it was really interesting.
It feels good. It's a feel-good.
Yeah. Sometimes I don't always want to put we can't put negative things in. You gotta be positive.
Yeah.
Funny thing you may not have known about that happened in Mass.
Yeah, go Gary.
Well, we're gonna take a quick break, and when we come back, we're gonna get into our time machine and go back to 2001 when Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone was released.
We'll see you all in 9 3/4 of a second. I hope you all also had a safe time machine ride back to 2001. Is that when the first movie came out? And
we were 10 years old.
We were 10 years old.
Yeah.
For most of that year. Yeah. And when this movie came out. And when I saw it in theaters. And you know what? I remember liking it quite a bit. Because I read the first book and the second book. And up into the fifth book. And did not finish the series. But I know how it ends. And...
Yeah, I remember I was in fourth grade. I was in Catholic school at this time, and my fourth grade teacher read the first one to us. It was like in 97, 98 when the first book came out. And then it was like controversy at my school because the school was like, you can't read this book. It talks about magic. Like, that's dark and
witchcraft
spooky.
And devil people and so evil.
My teacher got in trouble, and I was so in love with the book because I used to be like a hardcore reader back then. So I went home and I was like, Mom, Dad, can I read the second book, like, when it came out after all this happened? And my parents were like, yeah, it's fine. They just wanted me to read. They didn't think it was, like, spooky or dark or anything. So, yeah, I was obsessed. I've been a Harry Potter fan since then.
Can confirm.
I love Harry Potter.
I've been chastised on many an occasion for not finishing the series.
We even had a Harry Potter stuff pulled into our wedding. Do you remember, Evan?
We had Hedwig's gilded cage and a tie that was the colors of Gryffindor. And arguably the best house, but we'll get into that much later.
We also had theme tables at our wedding. Like, every table was, like, a different theme of, like, a movie or TV show or book that we really like. And one of the ones I chose was Harry Potter. So, I'll have to...
It was, like, your first pick, too.
It's just, like, the obvious pick, like, Harry Potter.
You'll never guess my first pick.
I think yours was Star Wars.
Moving on to the movie.
I think your second one was Magic.
I feel attacked. Help.
I think my second one was Doctor Who.
Send help.
I'm not even attacking you anymore. Talk about Doctor Who.
Who?
Is it, who?
Who?
Yeah, exactly. Anyways.
There's only one good doctor. But anyway.
So, I hadn't watched this movie in a really, really long time. I want to say at least 5 years it's been since I've, like, rewatched these.
And I haven't seen this one since it came out. I think I saw all of them when they came out up until, like, the fourth movie.
So much.
Oops.
So much to catch up on, Evan. And so, I think my first thought was, like, I wonder if it's gonna live up. Like, am I gonna still love it as much as I did? And 100%. Like, I feel... I don't know, it makes me feel nostalgic. I still feel like I'm in that world. The CGI holds up pretty well. I mean, obviously it was 2001, so there was a lot technology could do at the point. But I mean, like the invisibility cloak and things like that, they're really good.
It's impressive.
Ex- except for one part. Do you remember the one part that we said was really bad?
Yeah.
What is
should
it, Evan?
Should I say it? Are we jumping ahead?
I mean, I don't think we really have to go in any particular order. We can just kind of talk about things.
Yeah. So, CGI. Really good. Better than I remembered, actually. Really good for the time, until you get to Voldemort. And then I actually pointed out, I don't know if this is true, because he looks awful on Quirrell's, the back of Quirrell's head.
Yeah,
I guess.
Like under his turban.
Yeah, he looks like objectively terrible when they show both Quirrell and Voldemort, you know, like in the same picture. But Nicole noticed, and what I didn't notice before, but they show a lot of Voldemort talking through the mirror at Harry.
Yeah.
And my thought was it was just easier to animate that.
I mean, probably, because it does look better
when
he's talking through the mirror.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, it looks better. It looks a little bit smoother. I hope I'm right, because that would make me feel smart about getting that right.
I mean, it makes sense. I feel like it's easier to animate something, like, on a flat mirror rather than, like, a curved image of the back of someone's head.
Right, let's mesh it onto the back of this actor's skull and hope it works.
I think it's weird looking back at the first, like, when I look at the first movie, because I forget the actor's name that plays Voldemort starting in Goblet of Fire on, but, like, they didn't have a dedicated act. Like, that actor wasn't committed yet. So I think it's not like it's his face. So there's definitely, it's like the Dumbledore that plays Dumbledore now. Like, he's not the Dumbledore that finishes all the way to the end. So it's like, it's just one of the
spoilers.
Things. I mean.
From a movie series.
Yeah, I was like that doesn't ruin
old.
The movie at all. Yeah. But, I don't know, it's just, like, it's weird, because it's, like, it's not that actor. It's, like, I think his name is Ray Fiennes, I think that's his name. I can't remember, but I will get that in touch in my brain before we start movie four, when he actually comes into play. But
I think it's at least forgivable in this movie. I don't remember how much. Well, I kind of remember how he appears in the second movie. But it's, like, he's, like, a face lump on the back of some guy's head. Like, I think it's totally fine if it's just an approximate representation.
I will say the one thing I'm glad they did not do, they didn't pull a Star Wars where they went back and, like, added
CGI
of, like, the actor.
Oh, man.
I
didn't know all
Jabba
these,
the Hutt.
I didn't know all these dewbacks were walking around on platform 9 3/4 with a bunch of stormtroopers riding on them.
Like, I'd rather them just leave it. I hate when they go back and, like, re-CGI or, like, just leave it.
It's just bad. Yeah, that George has a really bad problem with that, where he just won't leave well enough alone.
He didn't direct any of the Harry Potter films. But you know who was going to direct one of the Harry Potter films? Steven Spielberg was actually originally supposed to direct the first one.
Really?
I thought I remembered this, like, from a while ago, and I looked it up before we started recording. And yeah, so he originally was attached to do it, but in an interview in 2012... he said he spent about 5 or 6 months developing, but he just felt like he wasn't the right person for it. Not that, like, the script was bad or anything like that. He just didn't feel like he could bring that vision forward.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
And I could kind of see him do it because of his work with E.T.
Yeah.
But then I think about stuff like Jaws, and I'm not sure if he really fits the bill.
Yeah.
Do you know who the name of the...
Christopher Columbus directed at least the first one. It's not the same director for all
Christopher Columbus?
I know, ironically, that is his name.
Wow.
Yeah.
He was good.
Yeah.
I like the way the first movie's cut a lot.
I agree.
I do think it's a little... Nicole and I both have this... realization about halfway through the movie that, wow, there's a whole nother half to this movie. It's, like, a little long.
I think it's only long because, like, you're setting up the story we already know.
Exactly.
Like, the other movies don't feel like that because they're so intense.
Yeah, I've, like, read the books. I've seen the movie, obviously.
Right.
And, yeah, this was a lot of... you're, like,
this
you're
is how
spot
this
on.
Works.
You're, like, this is...
Wizard chess.
You know, like, wizard chess or laying the groundwork for this thing you already know about.
Yeah.
And it's... Like, most of it's fine, but it does drag.
Yeah.
Which, again, totally permissible.
Yeah.
Like, it's not unwatchable by any means. It's just, you kind of zone out a little bit if you've already seen it.
Yeah. Speaking of, I mentioned earlier that there is a actor, Richard Harris, who plays Professor Albus Dumbledore in the first two Harry Potter movies. But he unfortunately died before... they could finish filming the third or fourth one. I can't remember. But this is something I remember hearing about a long time ago. He was offered the role of Albus Dumbledore, like, when they were casting this. And he originally was like, no, like, I I'm older and I don't want to commit. Like, I think he knew, like, what happens if I die. Like, yeah. While I'm filming all these things, he's in his 70s. Yeah. And he didn't want to be kind of, like, committed to, like, sequels. But his granddaughter stepped in and she was like, Grandpa, like, if you're not going to be in the Harry Potter movies and play Dumbledore, I will never speak to you again. So he did it. He was in the first two or three. So if it wasn't for his granddaughter, he never would have been Dumbledore.
He was such a good actor, too.
Yeah.
I really liked him as Dumbledore.
Yeah, I like him. It's not that I don't like the other actor that plays Dumbledore. We'll talk about this when we get to the fourth one, but I always think of, like, you put your name in the Goblet of Fire, Harry, when Dumbledore gets all upset, but that's not how it happened in the books, and it becomes, like, a meme. Evan's looking at me like you have no idea.
I have zero idea what's going on. We'll get there when we get there.
We'll get there, but I always think of that with the actor that played Dumbledore later on, so, like, I don't know. It, like, taints it for me, and I also don't like Dumbledore in the sixth book in part, so, like, I put that on the actor, but it's not the actor's fault. Like, he's just playing the script and what happened in the books. That's my spiel. That's all you don't have to look at me like you have no idea what I'm talking about.
I don't know what I would like to give right now.
I know you haven't read and seen all these, but you're gonna get there. All trust right, me.
I believe.
We're gonna get you there.
I'm Dudley. I had the gross realization.
As a child, yeah. You're not like that now. But obviously we didn't know each other as children, but you were definitely, so we're both only children. I was not spoiled by my parents as an only child. You were spoiled by your mom. So that, Dudley's like, I only got 36 gifts last year and I got 37. 37
and that
like,
rang.
This would have been Evan as a kid.
I also counted gifts and I also looked for year over year compounding interest in gifts. Which was very wrong,
your poor
might
mother.
I admit.
Does so
my
much
mother
for you.
Is amazing. If she's listening, I love you. If she's not, oh, Evan loves his mother. Anyway.
Love your mom. You're good.
Not unacceptable. But, no, like, I was so bad. There was one year. This is a tangent, but this is going to prove why I'm Dudley.
Okay.
It was, I think, the second year after the GameCube came out, because I got it the year before, and I wanted, like, three games for it. And I opened up, like, 10 gifts. And, you know, I'm that kid. I know the size of a gift. Because I got so many. I'm like, this is gonna be like a Lego or something. And like, that's like not the right size for a video game or like a couple of video game boxes. And I had like one gift left and I was like, not upset, but I was like, I didn't get the games I asked for. Like, I don't like this. And then I open up this like really long box and it was like legitimately 20 GameCube games. And I was like, holy. And then I did the math in my head, and I was like, holy... Because it's at least $50 a game. That's...
Spoiled, Evan.
I was so spoiled. I'm Dudley. Was Dudley.
Yeah.
I don't know how Dudley turns out, so I don't know if I still am Dudley. I assume
we're just going to have to... Evan, no spoilers here. We're going to
I assume he's terrible. I'm not spoiling. I don't know.
Yeah, but I'm saying I'm not going to spoil it. You're just going to have to wait and find out. Another thing I forgot was in this movie was, like, the best meme of all time, which is You're a Wizard, Harry, which is, like, memed into, like, literally everything.
You're a Blizzard, Harry? I like that one.
That is a good one. There was one I saw, and it was so stupid, but it made me laugh. It was like, you're a hairy wizard. So it was, like, a wizard with a lot of hair.
I like that. That's pretty good. I've seen You're a Lizard, Harry, too, which is pretty funny.
There's just so many good ones. Like, it's so awesome. Also... Another reason you're Dudley is because in that whole scene when Hagrid comes in.
Oh, I feel attacked now.
Why attacked?
Because I know what you're going to say.
Hagrid brings Harry a cake. He's like, sorry, I sat on this, like, sat on your birthday cake. But, like, you can't really tell. Like, it's still a good cake. And, like, he puts it to the side, and as, like, everyone else is having a serious conversation, Dudley is just, like, face first in the cake. And, like, Evan, you love cake. So
I would
you.
Be Dudley. I'd be like,
in this
everybody's,
instance, you're still Dudley.
Everybody's
you would be
talking.
Like, where's
gotta
the cake?
Get that cake. I want that cake.
Cake is good, but that's still you.
Yeah.
Like, to this day.
If I could get away with it, sure.
We all have our wishes. Maybe in a magical world.
Oculus Reparo?
Fixes glasses. Or fixes things in general. Wingardium Leviosa. Best part.
Pretty funny. Yeah, let me think. What else did I want to touch upon? It was as I remembered, I guess. It's good. I'm trying to think, like, favorite parts. I really like the train sequence for
some reason. Yeah, the train is beautiful. Actually, when I went to the studio tour in England, they have that, like, the big parts of the train there.
Oh, wow.
It's beautiful, yeah.
Like, I think that shot's cut really well.
Yeah.
And, like, it just looks... it sets the tone for, like, oh, he's going on an adventure to wizard school.
Yeah. My... I always think it's funny that, like, they have to go in between to get to, like, 9 3/4 and, like, no humans or, like, quote-unquote muggles around, like,
stupid
notice
muggles,
anything.
Yeah.
Like,
that was... I was thinking that, too, because they're just running into the wall and there's, like,
I'm
people
like,
walking
no
by.
No one, like, notices or is, like, says anything. I don't know. That was
yeah.
weird. But obviously it's a movie, so it's not always, like, with reality.
Yeah.
It's a movie about magic,
and
but...
Let's back up a sec. I forgot he gets on the train after going to the bank run by elves.
It's goblins!
I really thought it was elves.
They're
for
goblins!
Some
That's how you can remember. The bank is called Gringotts and
Gringotts and
goblins.
And goblins like gold, too. So
yep.
It all checks out.
There you go. GGG.
I do really like the... Like, how can it be any more obvious when they go to the bank and the name of the, like, the title of the movie is a Sorcerer's Stone? I need to get this thing out of this vault 713, and
it's a
like,
secret.
It's a secret, and it's, like, essentially a stone wrapped in a cloth.
Yeah,
and it's like, oh, what could it be? They didn't even put it in a box. Is all I'm gonna say. They did not even put this thing in a box or a chest or, like, put it in something and lock it again, you know, like a little treasure chest. No, it's
in... It's wrapped
in,
like,
wrapped,
paper.
It's like
twine.
It's like something you get at a bakery, and it's wrapped in a cloth and with, like, that little bakery twine, exactly.
Yeah, that's
it's
what
like,
it was.
Okay, like... They went down to O'Brien's Bakery,
No
which,
one's gonna know what that is.
Sadly, no longer even exists near me, but I used to go every Sunday when I was a child, unsurprisingly, since I'm Dudley, and... They have them just wrap it up. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Like
it's so goofy.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, in the middle of the room on a pedestal.
Well.
Super obvious.
Remember that, because that is going to come back. Things like that are going to come back into play later on. So just keep that in your little mind.
The Philosopher's Stone?
No. Like, Gringotts and, like, the security and how
I remember something bad happened.
So all you gotta just...
Vaguely.
Just remember that.
Remember Dementors, but that has nothing to do with
no,
any... We're not even close
no,
to that
yet. No, we're not there
yet. So let's roll that back.
Another thing that, like, always gets me in the beginning is when all the letters start coming for Harry.
Oh, that's right.
And his aunt and uncle, like, obviously they know his parents were wizards. So they figure, like, he's a wizard too, like, this is gonna come. And I get they try to stop them, but, like, don't they think he's gonna figure out sooner or later? Like, their plan was not good. Their plan was, like, we'll just go to another place.
Their plan was so dumb. They're like, we essentially hate Harry because he's a wizard. So we're going to stuff him under the cupboard.
Mm-hmm.
And...
A Fort Privet Drive.
Yeah. And just keep secrets from him. For,
yeah.
like... I don't want to say I get why, but it's, like, the most... It's kind of flimsy logic, you know
yeah.
what I mean? Especially after the sequence in the beginning when he makes the glass disappear in front
yeah,
of
like
the snake.
Yeah, like, they know he's...
They have to know that he
powers.
Did there.
Yeah,
yeah,
like, they have to know.
Have to know.
Oh,
also, we learned that he's a parcel tongue in that scene because he
gonna
can talk to snakes.
Back.
Except that's not a word we know yet because we're not that far yet.
No, but it's going to come back in the next movie.
Yeah, it is.
Snack.
Second movie...
I like the
might be
movie.
My favorite. Second book was definitely my favorite.
But you haven't read and watched them all, so I think
second...
we should hold our opinions until the end, Evan Bowman.
You heard it here first. My second movie's my favorite.
All right, we'll see if that holds true at the end when
Find
you've watched
out.
Them
yeah,
all.
Second movie doesn't have chess. I hate chess. Second movie doesn't
it was,
have...
The chess scene is one of my favorite scenes.
Is it really?
I just think the idea of having like this large wizard's chess and the fact that Ron has to like sacrifice himself... I just think it's really good.
I think that's nice. I think it's a little goofy watching the movie because there's, like, stuff on fire for actually no reason.
I mean, yeah, that makes no sense.
Literally makes no sense. It's giant stone, pawns and knights and queens and kings, and, like, they're hitting each other with metal swords.
Yeah.
What part of that makes fire? Like, I get the debris. Oh, debris.
I was gonna say you get fancy here.
I've been saying debris incorrectly for years because I think it's funny and it's now a part of my speaking,
gotcha.
Which is a problem. Send help. But yeah, like when they pan out near the end and it's like almost the entire outer perimeter has some sort of flaming wreckage on it.
I still love it. It's still one of my favorite scenes. I agree with you. It's just still, I don't know. It's like their true friendship comes out that's going to be bonded for life.
That's fair.
So there's a couple other things that I think are fun facts that I found online that I wanted to mention. And I hate mentioning her because y'all know we don't like her, but J.K. Rowling was originally offered the role of Lily Potter in the movies, especially like in the Mirror of Erised scenes and like all these flashbacks we're going to see in other movies, but she turned it down. She just thought it would like take people out. In retrospect, glad she didn't because y'all know she's crazy now. That's a side note for another day. Do your own research, folks. Don't at us.
Anywho, I'm going to talk about one of my favorite scenes.
I didn't give you my second fun fact yet. I said I had a couple fun facts.
Oh, I thought you were done.
That's okay. So I was just going to say my last one, and I didn't even, honestly, I did not even notice this in the movies until I looked this up, but in the books, Harry Potter has green eyes, and that's important because they always say you have your mother's eyes, meaning like Lily's eyes, but Daniel Radcliffe, who plays Harry Potter, does not have green eyes. And back then, the CGI really wasn't that good to, like, do that. CGI still isn't good now because we can't not give Superman a mustache. So, like, I don't know where that is. But they tried giving him green contact lenses. But eventually, they had to stop and refilm all those scenes because he had an allergic reaction to them.
Oh, no.
So
poor buddy.
Yeah. So, he doesn't have green eyes. It's not true to the book, but it's okay.
Still a really good actor. Yeah. I like Daniel.
I think it's one of those things that because the movies are so great, like, you honestly don't even notice it. That's how it is to me.
I'm not staring into Harry Potter's eyes. I'm looking for the action. I'm looking for the fact that he gets a wand that's like the brother of Voldemort's.
Yeah.
Ooh, foreshadowing. Phoenix feather.
Yeah.
I'm looking for the troll in the dungeon. Troll in the dungeon.
Yeah.
That scene is so goofy. What else am I looking for? Snape's a bad guy, but he was really a good guy all along.
We don't know that yet.
I know. Yeah.
We'll get there.
I really think it's funny, just if you, like, step back and think about the whole scene where, Harry finally gets past, you know, the chest and he gets to the mirror and Quirrell's there and it's like, If you step out, it's essentially this. Quirrell could have killed Harry at any time, probably, if he was smart. But instead, he just starts talking to him. Fine. Kind of funny. Then Voldemort starts talking to him. Fine. Kind of funny. And then he has him like, what do you see in the mirror? And then Harry gives like this stupid lie. He's like, I won the house cup. And Voldemort's like, you're lying. Try again.
I mean, like,
but it's just really,
I know.
It's really funny because it happens like so fast.
I know.
Where he's like trying to give a version of what Ron said he saw.
And
like, say the magic word.
I think one of my favorite parts kind of comes at like the end of the movie. And when I say favorites, I mean like in a joke/meme way, which is everything with the points.
We had a
big conversation about this after.
This is what we alluded to earlier with Gryffindor being the best house, because it's like, you know, it's the end. Voldemort's gone. And
is he?
Well, for this moment. He'll be back next week, kids. But anyway, they have like, oh, there's the points for like Hufflepuff that nobody cares about. And then like Gryffindor, and then like Ravenclaw, and then like Slytherin is the best. And then, from what I remember, it happens all the time. Dumbledore is like, well, those are all the points, but 50 points. This is the best part. It's like 50 points to Ron for like being a good friend and being good at chess.
Yeah.
Best chess player I've ever seen. And then it's like, mostly the numbers that are completely nonsensical. Like 50, yes, 50 for Hermione for being a smarty pants. And then 60 to Harry for unwavering courage and yada yada. And then, like, that ties them, obviously.
Dumbledore's like, oh shit, I gotta give some more because my math is off.
10 points to Neville because he's really the chosen one. So Gryffindor wins, guys. Sorry, Slytherin. You can just watch Draco's face the whole time and he's just like, what the actual?
Harry Potter gets all the exceptions, like, one of the other things I think of is in this movie, like, they learn how to fly and play Quidditch. And they didn't really allude to this in the movie, but it's mentioned in the book that first years are actually not allowed to play Quidditch. Like, in the movie, they're like, oh, one hasn't played in a while, but it's actually, like, a restriction in the book. And, but they see how, like, great he is flying that day, so they make an exception. It's like, of course, because he's Harry Potter.
He's the most famous wizard that's ever lived, and he didn't even know it.
He didn't.
Which I think, it's just really funny. And I know that the whole point is to drive this home where he's, like, super famous in the wizarding world, and he lives under the freaking stairs at Privet Drive, but it's just like, yeah, he gets all the special treatment.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, Dumbledore's just, like, points, flying on broomsticks.
Everything.
Nonsense. He gets the... another thing I thought was funny, when he gets the random package and it's the invisibility cloak.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, yep, there's this, like, super rare random thing that you now have. Have fun. Like, sure.
Everything for Harry.
Well, folks, we hope you enjoyed our hot takes and probably things you've read a million times online since 2001 on Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. If you join us next week, we're going to take a riveting dive into the second movie, objectively the best movie, my favorite movie, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, and maybe we'll find out if Dobby becomes a free elf.
All right, folks, we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to our show. Make sure to like our Facebook page through our link in the show notes or by searching We Like to Say We're Experts on Facebook. See you next time.